there's no one like you. So that is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called Jehovah. What you say, you will do. That is what you have done, Lord. That is why you are called Jehovah. What you say, Lord, what you say you will do. That is what you have done. That is why you are called Jehovah. What you say you will do, oh, that is what you have done. That is why you are called Jehovah. I stand in awe of you, yes. I stand in awe of you, Holy God, unto all praise be to. I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Yes. Lord, I stand in awe of you, Holy God, unto whom all praise is due. I stand in awe of you. You are beautiful beyond description. To my battles forward, to wonderful for creation, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depth of your love? You are beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned above, majesty enthroned above. I stand in awe of you. Oh Lord, I stand in awe of you. holy God, unto whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you, Lord. I stand in awe of you. Oh, yes, I stand. I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. For there is no higher calling, there is no greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne. I'm amazed at your glory, embraced by your honor, Lord. I live to worship you, oh Lord. I live to worship you, oh my God. Oh Lord, I live to worship you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O praise, O praise, that is what I love to do. I give you praise, for you are my right. My righteousness, I worship you, O praise of peace. There is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I love to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you. Beloved, this morning, I want us to lift up our voices and begin to give God thanks. Who is the author of today? Who is mindful of us? Who is at work in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure? The keeper of covenant, the maker of all things, our God and our King, the one who loves us with an everlasting love, our God that watches over his word to perform it. In la benglus to sosi imprinagazo, esu indali prunonoku tusto sosie, esu prondenga liprusosia apiondo custo sosia, nella pliga cucu tusosie, esu prondenga custo sosia, il labri agusto sosi indrenegac to offrinagazo. Endege custoso, si indra navaso, e sopiondege custosia, endege librusosie, endege custoso, endege custoso, ende custosia, istondege custosi, andalike quaso, endege librusosia, apriondo custosose, endege custosia, apiondo custosie, endege custoso, inda la prisosia, endege kaku custososie, endege custoso, endege custososia, endege gelibrusosia, inge quaso, ondege custoso, endege gelibrusosia, aprondege quasosie, endege custoso, il labri acqua catande legusosie, indege custoso, endege che cuto librusosie, endege quasoso, ondege qua, il lemengri cacusoso, si indege che te librusosia, bongrososia, apiondo custose, endege quasa, andege che suate, inda la brusosie, endege quasosie, endege librusosia, e sopiondo cotia la pinto longrusa sua, e soprondege custososie, e sopendre nebege custososia, indege quaso, ondege librusosia, istondo custososie entranagaso, il labri acquaso si andalike cucusoso, istoblenge culo brusasie, endege custosie, endege custososie, entrenega cuago costososie, il labrinda cacu cucusosia, indege quaso, ondege custoso, e sopiondege che tuata leprina gacu cucusosie, endege custososia, apiondo goliprusosie, e sopriando goliprusosie, istondolike custososie, e sopruandage cutulo brondege quasa, e sopo ondege custoso, istandalike quasosie, e su undolikra custososonde, li ablingo cucustoso se prende che custosia, indege custosia, apre negasa, il lobby entro no custosia, endege custoso sie, e sopronde che cutondo li che quasa, indege custoso, e sopronde che custoso sie, indege che tu lo proso sia, indo lo prosi i che quasa, endege che libri sosie, e che custoso ondre negata, il la vendege che custoso, e stupendeli che quasi sie, e trunonodia, e cangolo pronde che custoso sia, il lobobo custosia, endege costuata, andege che libri sosia, ondege che chila brusosie, ne quasa andoki la brusa sie, endege coculo brusa ate, endege libros osia, apriando custos osia, ende que custosia, ende que quasosia, apriando stosia, ende que custososia, ende que quasa, ande que custososia, entre de vocusosia, ando como lucrososia, ende que libros osia. Ingla custosia aprondege custoso, enso prendege librusosia, becuta antrono custosia, mecleco custososia, enso prendege custolobruso ote, inge quaso, ondege custosia, indege que librusosia, enso prendege custosia, estondo con librusosia, Meki kakugusozi andeli ke kwaza ilo mongruza zie endoli krusa ate ezuata epiondo kustosia ilo baba kustosia ilekle kugugusozo endege kustosia apiondo kula preso sie endege kwazo ondege kosi ike kwazo istombele kustosia Ende que culobrus otia, ende que quasasia pianda lecras uto, ende que quasosie, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, we declare our God that only you are worthy, only you are holy, only you are gracious, only you are precious in mercy. Only you are dependable and reliable. Only you, O God, is the Almighty, the El Elyon, the El Shaddai, the Prince of Peace, our God and our Master, our Maker, the only one of Israel, the joy and the rejoicing of our heart. Our dependable, reliable God. You are not like man that you should lie. Neither are you the son of man that you should change. You are a covenant-keeping God. Whatsoever you say you will do, that is what you have done. Lord, we bow down before you. We exclaim that you are mighty. We lift up your name because you are holy. What a privilege, Lord, to be called by you to be your people, to be the sheep of your pasture. Lord, we honor you in the mighty name of Jesus. It's the Libros Asia. Some put their trust in horses. Many put their trust in chariots. Lord, but our trust is in your God, and our expectation shall not be cut short. Our trust is in you, O God, and our expectation shall not be cut short. Our trust is in you, O God, and our expectation shall not be cut short. Our trust is in you, O God, and our expectation shall not be cut short. Our trust is in you. Mighty, 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 mighty God, and our expectation shall not be cut short. Our trust is in you, O God, and our expectation shall not be cut short. Our trust is in you, O God, in Labi and Dronovosia, Endege Custososia, Alibrusosia. I want you to say to the Lord, my trust is in you, Jehovah Adonai, Jehovah El Shaddai, Jehovah Rapha. My expectation shall not be cut short. My expectation shall not be cut short. My trust is in you. My expectation shall not fail. It shall not be cut short. It shall not be cut short. My trust is in you. My expectation, it shall not be cut short. My expectation shall not be cut short. My trust is in you, O God, and my expectation shall not be cut short. My trust is in you, O God, and my expectation shall not be cut short. Isto libros abasta gaste entri na nosia. Illa bion truna gasto si ille pronoste. Ikla kuto ofreni gato fongo si a te. Entri na gosto zosia piondo le prisasie. Endege custo sosie e sua piondo custosie. Ende che custo sosie penonglica quasa. Ende che libri sosie. La cucu sosie. Ende che quasa. Ande che custoso. Inde che custoso. Istopia ande che custo sosie. Ende che libri sosie. E l'opri a questo te. Ende che qua sosie e libri sosie. E sto blonde con questo sosie. E sua pronde che qua sosie. E la che con questo sosie. E so pronde che questo sosie. E la baba l'opru sosie. E su antonde gle con questo sosie. Ze prentosto si andeli che quasa istomboli cra custosie in da libru sosie a piondo custosie in de che custoso si indra na custosia in la pri a cucu sosie e so pronde che custososia in de che libru sosia in che quaso o piondi che quasa in so pronde che custososie. Ende che custodia, il lebriando ste libro non ongo siete, e stombro nega qua sosie, ende che quasa, apiondo con cula brisa ate, ende che custodo, lebriandolia, il lebebe custoso sie, ende che custoso, e da blege custoso sie. Isto andri na gasto libru sosie, enda ge libru sosie a piontua, illa briantu antra na gaso, ende ge custo sosie, isto piondo go quasa, isto pentre ne gaso, say to the Lord, my trust is in you, and my expectation shall not meet with disappointment. My trust is in you. My expectation shall not meet with disappointment. My trust is in you. And my expectation shall not meet with disappointment. My trust is in you. My expectation shall not meet with disappointment. There is an expectation for a realizable, glorious destiny. There is a hope for your future. The word that we are calling the gospel to us this morning is said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, Jeremiah 29:11. They are thoughts of good. They are not for evil. They are thoughts to bring you into your expected end of the future and the hope that God has established for us, the future that He has carved for us. The future in which He has caused us to hope. It said this future as it is good that cannot be denied you. So it requires trust. The word of the Lord will say those that put their trust in God, they are like Mount Zion. Those who put their trust in the trustable, dependable, reliable God. Beloved, I want us to know that in others to walk in your glorious destiny, there is a need for trust in the designer. Beloved, anyone who will build a house that can stand the storm and that can stand the wind, that can stand, beloved, any rage that the enemy may bring has to depend and rely on the beloved, the manual that the architecture has put together. You have to trust the architect that he knows what he has sketched. The builder will keep on going back to the drawings. When the carpenter comes, the builder has put the framework of the structure in place. But the knowledgeable carpenter will not just begin to put wood in between the mold without saying, let me see, just in case a builder has built something out of order. He also needs to go back to the drawing board and check whether the frame, the place located for the frame, is in the right place. A time in the building work that they have to put a frame in place, a hold for the future windows that will be put there. A frame in place for the doors. A frame in place. When building gets to a place, it needs to be roofed. Get to a particular stage. Various things are done in levels, but I want us to know that none of the individual that is involved in the construction work of a building can do so without going and check what was in the plan, what was in the design, what is it, so it becomes a trustable material for every builder. Even God showed us, as he spoke unto Moses, he said, Moses, I have raised the Bezaliah and the Aholah that we build according to the pattern that I have shown you. The project and, beloved, the realizable goal is that the Ark of the Covenant has to be built. And one called Moses was given the mandate, a purpose to fulfill, a order to deliver. For God said, everyone that will build with you will build according to the sketches that I have shown you, which implied that what he had seen became a trusted, beloved manuscript, trusted instruction that God has given to him that he has to build with. Noah was assigned a task to build a safety net when the ark was going contrary to the will of God. And beloved, when the people that God created made God sorrowful, God did not leave himself without a witness. Commission a newer to build an ark what has never taken place before. And said this is a divine purpose that a man that I located has to accomplish. He said, you will build me an ark. Build me an ark. Build me an ark. He called him and said, this is your purpose. This is your assignment. This is the goal that must be accomplished by you. This is what I will have you do. And God begins to give instruction. He gave the measurements. He gave unto Noah all that it takes. To be able to construct the ark. Out of the number of corrupt men and women on the face of the earth. Men whose imagination was diverted unto themselves. And before God, they were evil continually. Genesis chapter number 6. God said, it grieved me that I made man. Men that trusted in themselves. Men on the earth whose reliance and their dependency had shifted from the Creator. From the time that they begin to increase on the face of the earth, from the time that they become achievers, from the time that things were going in the direction that God has spoken, but man turned their back against God. And God called it wickedness. Of man, of the creation of the hand of the Lord, but the only singular man that God found when God said, I will waste everything so that he can start anew and start afresh. Located in the eye of the Lord, what is called grace. And the Lord said unto Noah, I want to come and end everything that I have made a man on the earth because of the rage, because of the wickedness, because of the violence. Many envy Noah, but they never think through that what was commissioned into his hand needed a Noah to hold on absolutely unto God. When the violence of men continues on the earth, beloved, when the wicked were going stronger, Beloved, when a newer God, the dead of instruction, is said unto Noah, he said, the end of our flesh is come before me in verse 13, for the earth is filled with violence through them. The earth did not become corrupt, and they call it, we need to keep the green, the green field of the earth. And we are doing everything to protect the greenery. Beloved, it is not just us. Beloved, it is not the plant. It is not those things that cause trouble. Men on the face of the earth have been seen of corruption and pollution. The wickedness of the earth is caused by man. The wickedness that provoke the wrath of God and make the things around us to become depreciated, and the earth is behaving not in the way that they were meant to behave. Things are not growing where they were meant to be growing. Having earthquake, we're having all sorts of natural things going on as a result of the corruption that is on the earth. It was in the day of Noah, excuse me, and the word of the Lord said there was violence done to the earth by the corruption of man. And God said, I want to waste death with the earth. But he said, I found you. There is a purpose for a man that has obtained favor in the eyes of the Lord to fulfill. Noah did not find God. God found among all the people on the face of the earth. So you and I were also found. Is that many are called, but few are chosen. The calling is God. The chosen is God. Jesus said, no man can come unto the Father except through me. Beloved is the one that draws us unto himself. Beloved, but the work does not finish. He located a Noah and he said, here is an assignment. As you and I have seen that a realizable, glorious destiny is speaking of an agenda in the heart of God for the individual or for a people to accomplish. But it is important to know that it requires a divine trust. Divine trust in God for our glorious destiny. Every destiny has a destination. Every destiny has a realization. And beloved, God gave us the Noah the description of what he will want a Noah to accomplish. If Noah was going to be in our days, Noah will take a pen and begin to sketch out what it required. God gave the minute detail. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. And this thou shalt make it all. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it, beloved, it shall be 30 cubits. But it went on. It talked about what to be made. It told him the type of what he would be making. Type of what to make. He said the what is the ark. The type of a gopher wood. He said the manner of which it should be made. He said this is the fashion. This is the how. This is the way to produce it. He showed him the how to make it. He gave him the measurements. You can read all of this at your time. He gave him a full sketch, a full plan. He gave him a full architectural drawing. For an assignment that he asked for him. Beloved, it talks about the doors, it talks about the windows. Beloved, it talks about the finishing. It talks about the furnishing. It talks about what will go in into the ark. But every ark that is created in this Noah's ark, like Moses' Ark of Covenant, the first ark that was created has to fulfill a purpose. And that purpose is for safety. To be a safety net for Noah and his family and every animal that goes into it. But every ark that he created, this ark needs to sail on water. There is a need for provision of water. There is a need for sustenance of the Noah that was in the ark. The water is needed to sell, and Noah and his family needed to feed. Beloved, and everything that they needed, God put them within the ark that is built, which was their assignment. But where the Lord sent me this morning is the needed trust of God in pursuing your glorious destiny. Noah commits to the past. These are the sketches. These are the drawings. These are the details. He started on the journey the first day, month, first year. Second, 10 years, 20, 30, 40 years, was still committed to purpose when man laughed at him and scorned him, when the operation of the earth was not different. God said, but listen, I will make the water to come. Behold, even I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all the flesh wherein the breath of life from under the heavens and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with you will I establish my covenant. And you shall come into the ark, thou and thy son, thy wife and thy son's wife are with thee, and of everything of all the flesh, two of every sort, to keep them alive with thee, they shall be male and female. And he gave him instructions. And listen, he said to him, take thou unto thee all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Take thou unto thee every food that is eaten, and it shall be the provision both for you and for everything within the ark. And the word of the Lord said, indeed, as God commanded, I want you to know that that piece of assignment was not what was realized in the first year. It took 120 years. He followed the instructions to the minute detail. Beloved, he completed the work. The word of the Lord said in chapter number 7, verse 11, help us to see when the work was completed. Hundred and 20 years of doing the same thing, you must have trusted the joy. What indeed had never happened before, because that assignment was unique to him. Every one of our assignments is unique to us. And we have seen that at the beginning of this session, as this must open up, that the assignment of the first man was unique. The assignment of Adam, the assignment of Abraham, the assignment, beloved, of Moses, the assignment of Jeremiah. He said, I cast it in you, I put the blueprint and coded it in you before you even have a form. And I created you to bring forth my blueprint, which I have for you, the thought, the imagination of God. God has seen the earth and located you and said, Alan, and said to you, Tony, and said to you, Ross, and said to you, Jeremy, he said, there is a purpose that you must fulfill. he commits into this job at that age and at that time. And God came as he had spoken because he had a reference point. God, beloved, caused the water to come as he has spoken. He committed to it. Beloved, if you are doing the same thing, you own what God said to you in your heart. You sketch it. People can laugh at you. They can despise you because it's not them that it was given to. So your soul, your heart, everything must be reliant and dependent on the God that does not fail. On the only true God who keepeth covenant. The God that does not fail on his promises. So there must be trust. Number one, in the blueprint, the God that gave you the blueprint. Beloved, he was putting everything that he had in the piece of work. Everything that the family had in the piece of work, he committed to purpose. He committed to plan. Beloved, and when the Lord spoke to me, I've already said, Lord, what step must I take to move forward for us to have a church? What direction for us to have a church building? What direction am I going to take? Looking at my house, what can I rig myself up in order for this assignment to be done? Beloved, because there is a trust in the God that gave the assignment. So your God-given assignment will require something that will make you have to be able to trust God. It's not in the weather. It's not in man. But our trust is in the Lord. Man can laugh at you. Man can undermine your ability to complete. Because as he was building, they were laughing at him. Nehemiah and the rest of them committed to the purpose of God to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. And beloved, the Tobias and the Shambalas, they were laughing them down. Would man love? Oh, yes, 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 they will. But for those who put their trust in God, there is no laughter of mockery. There is no ridicule or reproach. There is no humiliation or embarrassment that can stop you. The only issue is that we must put, beloved, the only issue is, don't you dare put your trust in man. Don't put your trust in things. Don't put your trust in your own ideology, because nobody in his time has ever done it. He has never seen rain. Beloved, many times what you will need for your destiny ball to sail, you have never seen it. What you need to run the race, You have never seen it. So our ultimate dependability has to be on the one who commit the assignment into your hand. And that is what we are going to talk to the Lord as he wants us to today. He said purpose. Our destiny is a future we are yet to tread. A path we are yet to take. A journey we are meant to make. But we are at the beginning of the journey. It is a place you are yet to reach. It will call at Abraham. And said to Abraham in Genesis chapter number 12, go from your country, your people, and your household to the land I will show you, to a place that I will take you to. I will show you. There is a land in your future. A destiny that is future in the eyes of God. For he said, I will show you. And he showed Noah. He showed Abraham. So it has to be seen. And he said, this is the end. I want to show you the land. I want to make you a great nation. Purpose of God, for me, it is God's divine way of making man. He makes us to be. He makes us to do. He formed us to realize his divine agenda. That is why, beloved, is Jesus even said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. You are fish for fish, but the making is to realize the divine agenda and the divine purpose of God, the ultimate glorious destiny that God has in his heart for you. He said, as you follow me, I will show you. Anybody that does not follow, you follow because you trust the person you are following. Follow me. Prevail, as God says. Follow me. And I will make you. Until there is a following, there cannot be a making. And to follow, there must be a trust. If there is no trust, there is no followership. Follow me, Peter. To a place that you are yet to be, to a future that you are yet to know, but is in the eyes of God from the very beginning. Matthew wrote about it, Matthew chapter number 4, verse 19, Mark 1, verse 17. It says, follow. And every followership requires a level of trust. When you don't trust a fellow, you do not follow them. Simple. When your trust is in man, you will follow man. When your trust is in things, it becomes what you follow. But God said, follow me, Mr. Abraham. Beloved, he said then, when you follow me, I will make you. Because situation. And beloved, the making to realize a goal, God says, and I will bless you. Blessing is not in vacuum. Every blessing of God is to fulfill the agenda of God. Whether it is the blessing of our life that we have breath, we have all our features working. Whether it is the blessing of material things, it is for a purpose. He put Adam in the garden with everything available for his purpose. He said, I want you to eat of any of the tree in the garden except this particular tree, don't you eat. So there is provision for every purpose of God. He said to him, he said to Noah, take of every food. He had already invested everything in what he was doing to take of every food that he saw. The provider of what he took was God. So there is provision. And the provision is also God's blessing. He said, I gave you wealth. I am the one that gives you wealth. I gave you wealth in order to accomplish my purpose. God makes wealthy so that our wealth is plugged in and confirming the covenant of God, and you will see that covenant is always made with a purpose. It says to Noah, between me, this assignment is backed up by covenant. So covenant, beloved, can be trusted. All these other people are reckless, but there is covenant that I'm making based on this purpose, that I will make it good. I will give you the details, and I will give you all that it, you need to make it happen. Get your hand to work. This is the how. How can a one man build one thing for 120 years, and you expect him to be the source of every material? God knows the material. He knows where to get the material. He knows the how to get the material. And he trusted in the God who is the one that said he should do what he was committed to do. It said in Deuteronomy chapter number 8, verse 16, the word of the Lord says, in the wilderness, he fed you manna which your fathers did not know, and he might humble you, and that he might test you to do good for you in the end. Otherwise, you may say in your heart, my power and the strength of my hand would be stupid for Israel to think that their God, the jewel in Egypt, was their own father, has not been able to achieve for 430 years. And they thought, and they would say, it is for them. He said, I will not let you go empty-handed. I will put wealth in your hands so that it can be used to serve me. Exodus chapter number 12. He said, go to your neighbor and collect the things from them. And they gave it without security. Why? Because it is for a cause. It is for a purpose. Because the ark was yet needed to be built, the ark of covenant. So he made provision. But the provision was not in the hand of Moses. The provision was given to the people for the purpose of erecting the covenant. And when he called the Bezalia and the Eola, every one of them was bringing what was required to build the divine agenda committed into the hand of Moses. So, beloved, this glorious destiny, this assignment God gives to us as individuals, the resources and the material to build it is somewhere, in some place, in some hands of the people. It's somewhere, some place, and in some hands of the people. It might be locked off somewhere, and it is the resources that you need to have destiny expressed. But I want you to know that you, as an individual, is a resource of God to accomplish the divine agenda of God on the earth. It says, but you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who has given you the power to make wealth that He may confirm, which the covenant which is swore to your fathers, as it is these days. So the reason for the job, the reason for profit, the reason for strength, the reason for life, the reason for deliverance is, beloved, the reason for acquiring what God placed in our hands is tied to fulfillment of our glorious destiny. When we don't know the purpose of a thing, we will abuse it. It's not for personal consumption. David said, how can I build a house for myself if the house of the Lord is in ruin? If there is no place to put the ark of the law, it was God that said, you will not be the one that builds it, but your son, a seed that comes out of your loins, is going to build me a house. But David gathered everything that was required for the erection of that of the temple in Jerusalem. A good man, whatever inheritance he leaves, must be tied for purpose, tied with purpose. For his children to fulfill. It's not about the toys that will waste away. So every purpose of God will require trust in the one who has shown it. Every purpose of God, trust and agenda of the architect for your life will require you following him continually so that he can show you the how, the where, the when, the time, the furnishing, the finishing, beloved, and the arrangement. So trust is required. in the one that gave it and said, I know my God is able to perfect all that concerns me. So, beloved, it said for you and for me, the purpose is backed up with covenants. In the same way, it said to Abraham, it said, this purpose that you are to realize, because of it, I am going to make you. He said to Abraham, I will make you. I have shown you, I will show you that future place that you are going to. He said, I will make you a great nation. He's talking about increase. He's talking about relevance. He's talking about manifesting the great destiny that will showcase the great God. He said, I will bless you so. He said, I will give provision. And he said, those who bless you, I will bless. Those who see they are working together to realize the divine destiny that God has ordained, he said, I will bless them. And those who work ill against you, I will curse. Because this purpose is to have a relevance and impact for all peoples on the earth, so that through you they shall be blessed. Again, Abraham believed God because there is protection. When God is saying, I will curse those who curse you, I will protect you. I will fight your battle. I will defend you. I will keep your heritage secure. Beloved, when we have purpose, God is committed to defend us. Beloved, immediately, Abraham went as the Lord has told him. He said, trust to take the first step in the direction of your glorious destiny. You need the ability to trust in the one who gave you. Trust is the first step. And it takes the understanding of your divine agenda that God has for you to be able to trust it. Until you trust, you cannot embark on the journey. He committed to walking. Beloved, it traveled the land. It came to the place it did not even know. The word of the Lord said it came to the land as far as the site of the great tree of Moreh in Shechem. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. The Lord appeared to him because he said, I will show you. I will show you. He trusted him. He does not know the where. He does not even know. He said, the land that I will show you. And I want us to know that when took everything that he had. He stepped out to take risk. Every covenant journey, every destiny journey, beloved, it requires trust that makes you to be able to put yourself. That trust, beloved, I will call it for you faith. He embarked on a journey of the unknown like he knew. Because he knows, he knew the one, he knows the one who made him a promise, and he commits unto it. Like Noah committed to the building of the ark, putting every family resource into accomplishing divine goals. Beloved, he got there because he was selling on, I will show you. You don't see everything about your glorious destiny at once. It can tell you about where you are going, but it will tell you line by line on how to get there. And that requires trust. That requires dependability. That requires grace to be able to follow through and not quit on the journey or stop running the race. He trusted in the Lord. The word trust is very deep, and that is why we must stand on the merit of God's word. Noah trusted the Lord. Peter trusted the Lord. They left everything to follow him. Abraham left everything to commit to it, and the one whom he trusted was taking him through the navigation that he needs to get into, beloved, even when it does not look like it, so that he can end up in the right place that God has ordained. He said to Moses, he said, I will build according to the pattern that I've shown you. So trust is the focus of this morning. Because there are truths that the Lord will make us to understand, which are the important ingredients. You can't build without it. You cannot achieve your glorious destiny without it. It is impossible. If a builder will build and don't stop in the architectural plan and go and put the window in a wrong place, it will finish the building and it will not have a fall. It will not line up. There is a need to trust. Abraham got to the land because he trusted. If you and I have to get to that destination that God has given us, the God who cannot lie is going to require us trusting in the Lord. It's going to require trust. When we did trust, or we do trust, in the God who made us a glorious destiny purpose, that we have to realize, what are we doing? When we put our trust in the unshakable God, in the God that is committed, when we make him our only trust, it means we have confidence in him. It means he's our refuge. It is an act, a step to know the truth. The people that we celebrated today, their glorious destiny started like a tiny wheeling. Beloved, in the sight of man, their beginning, but they saw the end. But beloved, they journeyed to what it takes based on trust. They trusted in the one who spoke. They trusted in their own glorious destiny. Beloved, when a piece of gold is in the hand of a goldsmith, it is like an ordinary stone, but the goldsmith knows that there is a jewel in it, and to get the jewel out, it takes it through the fire. It will see whatever is not, cannot turn to jewel, melting away, but it feels the heat. It's close. It covered his eyes, but it was consistent. It was very sure that there is a dwell in it. God sent me to tell you, beloved, don't you throw away the baby with the baby water. Don't abandon your vision. Don't throw away your glorious destiny, because right now it looks as if it has no color. Pursue it with passion. Pursue it with confidence. Pursue it, beloved, with trust in the Lord your God. Trust is what you need to have. Whether it's a destiny, a purpose, for a product or a purpose relating to your marriage, to the advance, everyone achievement that God has given to us is to realize the ultimate glorious destiny that God has, so that the nations of the earth are raised and we see a generation of the upright. Until the kingdom of this world become the kingdom of our God. So everything that is placed in our hands is to fulfill the ultimate purpose. Every race that we run is to fulfill the ultimate purpose. So when we trust, we will not be shaken. Does it mean that the shaking things don't come? They will come. But we cannot be prevailed. They cannot prevail over us. We prevail over all the shakables. Because the thing that cannot be shaken will remain. And the divine purpose of God cannot be shaken. The trust that we have is that you believe in the mandate. You believe in what God has said. You believe in your assignment. You believe in it. Beloved, when nobody has seen it, even when Noah is yet to see, he yet believes in what God has said to him. Are committed to it. Beloved, even when they didn't believe in Jesus, Jesus was still committed to his divine agenda. The Bible says he has no form. He has no form that anybody can be on him. So even when your vision, when your assignment is does not it as a fall. You commit to it with passion because you believe in the manuscript, you believe in the blueprint, and you trust the one that gave it to you. So you have faith that the ark will be completed. You have faith that you will reach the goal. You have faith. You trust that your expectation cannot be cut short. So there is confidence. You are completely persuaded that God cannot lie. You are convinced that the one who has spoken is able to do it. Does all of these things happen suddenly? Abraham embarked on the journey immediately. But to continue in the pathway of the journey, you need a dimension of grace and of trust in the Lord. His hope was in the hope of God that gave him the instruction. Did Noah build the ark in one day? He asked the trust, made him the trust that he had in God, gave him victory over everything that could stop him. It gave him the resilience to be able to continue. Beloved, when you come into the marriage, the man was like a shiny armor, a man in a shiny armor, trusted you, did everything, said everything, said the world, promised you the earth. He said, I will give you, I will be it. Beloved, covenant is what makes most people to continue, because the man that you met before you marry, it's not the man that you see in the marriage. Because when both of you are growing, you keep knowing that I remember I was persuaded that this was my husband. Even though I discover his long tail and the horn on his head, and beloved, the understanding and that the trust in God that says this marriage is going to work, it makes you to continue. Even when both of you have needs, when there are issues, you trust in the God whose idea is marriage and to give you the right wisdom to be able to address the situation. So there is a need and trust in the Most High God. Somebody said to me yesterday, said, Pastor, I bet you have so much to hear. When I thought I was tired yesterday, I wanted to sleep. And the Lord just put someone in my mind that I've not spoken with for a long time. I never know the individual was praying that, Lord, let somebody call me now. He said, I don't want to take this case up with anybody else, but let somebody who can guide me in what I must do, let the individual call me now. Because I have not spoken with her for a while. She has not come for a while. She does not have the courage to pick the phone. I said, I'm going to call that pastor. And God that takes care of issue before issue comes already knows what that woman was going through. How can you all of a sudden discover that there are grown-ups that were outside of your marriage that belong to your family? And this, I remember a number, I can't remember precisely. She told me, she reminded me of the way it was, this situation came up, she said, Pastor, I know that I was meant to call you, but I didn't call you because I'm not spoken with you. And this is what she said. She said, on this prayer line, you said you saw a boy. And that boy was waiting for his father. And you said that when other children, when they bring other people home and they said that these are children outside of your home, I said, don't you dare throw them away because they have not done anything. She said from that day that something worried her. And she said she began to ask her husband, is there anybody from outside? If there's anybody from outside, tell me so that we can deal with it. Don't let me hear it from outside. It looks like a bad dream. And in one day, everything came out. And I said, if the Lord said, don't, it means don't. So don't throw your husband out. Yes, the Bible says if a man is caught in adultery, you are released from that marriage. But what we have to know, the wisdom of God, is in the fact that if a man is already in a place and suffered, he knew he has committed wrong and lived with that lie for so many years, it is much more damaging to that man than the time that his secret came out. He must have died so many years. Hiding under the rubble because there is a compromise. If God was not a merciful God, the natural man cannot comprehend with the required forgiveness that needs to be expressed in those circumstances. By the mercy of God, the woman said, Pastor, I forgive him. Because that you can speak to me, you called me, it is God answering the prayer because I don't know what to do. You have to embrace, take care of your home. Let the communication be better to your own children. Let them know that anybody can make a mistake, but you sign up to a covenant in your marriage. You can say, Pastor Ellie can say that because she's not married. If you throw away your husband, you give him away to somebody else to have. It means that the manipulation works for you because they want to have him in the first place. So you can't throw away the baby with the baby water. Yes, is it not awesome? It Beloved, the Canaanites were still occupied, but he said, I give it, I promise it. He shot it, he brought it there and said, this is the place. And I will give it to your offspring. And he built an altar there. He trusted. He began to go. He moved on from that place. What you have to see is that in that place, at the time, there was famine. And he sailed to Egypt. But beloved, because there was severe famine in the land, and as he came into Egypt, Egypt was flourishing. But his Canaan land at that time has not gotten the big grace that the 12 spies brought back. It does not look like it. So when you embark on the journey of destiny, sometimes you get there, you have not seen what you said. What God said, stay there. He went to Egypt. But the mercy of God protected and shielded his interest. Why? Because God was just merciful. The journey to Egypt for Abraham made it the generation of Israel to be in Egypt. They went to Egypt for 430 years because he left Canaan because of what he saw in the land, farming. And one way or the other, as Abraham left Canaan to Egypt, so also the Israelites, they wandered to Egypt. Beloved, because there must be a need to bring out and go back to take them back to their Canaan. It now took 430 years because of one man going to Egypt. He said to him, he said, your seed, they shall be in this strange land, in this Egypt, 400 years in the land of another. So when you come to a place of your glorious destiny, it might look as if it doesn't look like it's dead there. So that you don't secure 400 years of slavery, 400 years that became 430 years of hardship for a generation. Isaac went away from the promise. There was greeted with a smile. And I said to that woman, you are really a woman of God. You are really a woman of God. You want the man to be a Christian? You are the one that God will use to make him a Christian. The man said, I've been afraid for this many years, living with fear for this many years. So beating him on the head is not the answer now. It is to murder the Christ that he never knows, but that liveth in you. Beloved, because mercy is always available in the flesh of people, in the earth, for the people who actually commit to divine purpose. He has filled the altar, accepted that this is the place, celebrating its divine location in God that he brought him into. God said, this is the place I will give it. And even when he made mistakes and he journeyed to go and find food in Egypt, God has to see to it that his interest was protected. Your interest will be protected. In the face of the mockers, in the face of the people that were ridiculing the Nehemiah and his team, the building was still completed. They trusted with God. They were building with one hand. They have the sword in another hand. So you are committing yourself to divine agenda at the same time. You have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The promise that he gave me. I said I will do it. He said I will take you there. You said you will show me. You said you will build this work to me. You said you will sustain me. You said you will help me. I trust in you, oh God. Why? Beloved, there is protection. That is why God would tell the king of Egypt and said to him, the man said, what have you done to me? He said, why didn't you tell me she was your wife? Why did you say she was your sister? Beloved, God terrifies somebody that wants to tamper with what belongs to him. A man of purpose. A man that as the word of destiny that he was pursuing. But mercy secured his love. So whenever God said trust, and you have moved away, and a lot of things is at risk, I want to believe God this morning, the mercy of God will see that your Sarah that carried that has the womb that with bad greatness will not be polluted, that mercy will answer for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Pharaoh cannot mess with him because he had taken the first step to reach the place that God want him to be. There are many men who are deviated from the divine agenda because they think they got there, but they don't have what it was meant the end as at yet. Beloved, God protected him in Genesis 12, verse 20, defended him, made sure that his way was not corrupted. And he has to sail back. In Genesis chapter number 13, he has to now go back to the place of the journey. And there is one more thing that needs to happen. The Lord has to be separated from him. He has to go back to where God has promised him. So if you have moved away and mercy is going to come and protect your interest today, it is important that you build up your trust again in God and take your journey back into the platform of destiny without fail. Beloved, because sitting out of destiny is not the answer. It is only going to expose the individual to challenges that keep on going on without a solution. Beloved, the word of the Lord said in Genesis chapter number 13, he journeyed back. Pharaoh kicked him out. He said, get out of our land. You will be in trouble. When a disobedient person, anybody that is not in line, that moved away from the promise of God, beloved, it is possible that they put the land, the place, the people at risk. He and his wife and all that he had along with him into the south. And Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. He went on his journey from the south, able to better to the place where he stands, and being at the beginning between Bethel and Ai. That was the place where he poured oil. The place that God has given to him. But he has an extra personality that must leave him. Excuse me, beloved. God has to ensure that he is separated from his Lord, so that was when God appeared to him. God did not appear to him in Egypt. They kicked him out of Egypt. Until he sent back to the platform of destiny, then he begins to hear God again. Then God begins to hear him. God begins to bless him. He increased. And so much so that he has to say that I don't want any warfare. And God came back and said, as far as you see, you are now back in the place. Your Lord but have taken what is considered as the best. But as far as you can see, because this is the entire location that I have marked out for destiny, as far as you can see, I have given it unto you. So when we are talking about as far as you can see, there is a separation between him and between his law. He said, walk through the land in his length and in his breadth. I will give it unto you. And beloved, he said, as far as you can see, it is yours. When he saw the first time, he saw farming. When he saw the second time, he saw the glorious destiny that God has ordained for him. But his first off-course trip led to 430 years of those that came out of his loins in the same journey. Beloved, but Jesus Christ has gone to Calvary to pay what slavery challenges that was secured as a result of deviating from covenant. This morning, you can, oh yeah, I trust God. You don't know you trust God until there are situations that prove that you trust. Trust is not demanded. Trust is given. But if you can still trust God when the platform of your destiny or the location of your destiny or the object of your destiny has no color, when it does not look like it, and you are still trusting in what God has said, then you really trust. Because the word of the Lord said, those who put their trust in God, they shall not be put to shame. He didn't meet with shame. What he met with was a realization of what God had said, because he trusted. And I see that trust is required not just saying yes. Trust is required all the way. When it looks as if there is nothing else to hold on to, but you held on to the word of the living God. John said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. So we need the divine grace of God to trust him as we go in the pursuit of destiny. So it was the trust. When Lot took everything, nothing was remaining. Beloved, but he stayed there because he now knew that I am in the place where I erected an altar, where I know that God said to me, this is the place. He stayed there. He said, let every one of us, Mr. Lord, and your everything separate from me. The deed. He was not careful of what he will gain or what he will lose. All that Abram knew is that he's now in the place that God has promised him. Then the God appeared who spoke to him. He said, I reiterate, I gave you this land. Other parts that was chosen by your Lord might look like the green fields, but I gave you this land. There are people that God has sent to us this morning. I gave you this land. I gave you this business. I gave you this career. I gave you because the ultimate of giving is so that I can fulfill covenant. It doesn't matter. I gave you my word for healing. I gave you my word that you will be rescued because you will reach your nation. You will be blessed because your life will affect many people. So your present color, your present bank account situation, your present belonging, you can just but trust, if you can just but be confident in the God that never fails. Beloved, trusting in ourselves is a challenge. How can I trust myself to get me there? But Psalm 49 verse 6, it says some dead that trust in their wealth. They trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches. None of them can by any means redeem his brother nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their soul is precious, and it is that forever, that he should still live forever and not see corruption. It said that the wise man can die, likewise the fool and the foolish person perish and leave their wealth to others. Their inward talk is that their house shall continue forever, and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their land after their owners. Nevertheless, man being in honor abideth not. He's like the beast that perish. This their way is their folly, yet their posterity approve their saying. Their generation behave after them, trusting in their wealth, trusting in the riches that has no enduring value. Is that not what we have in our day? But the Bible says, like sheep they are laid in the grave, death shall feed on them, and the oppression of dominion over them. In the morning, and their beauty shall consume in the grave from their dwelling. Men that trusted in money, in riches, in achievement, and not trust in the God that has given them a glorious destiny in himself. But this morning, you and I, we are going to put our confidence in the Lord. We are going to place our trust in him. Even when you don't know how. Even when you don't, you have the blueprint, but you don't know how to realize it. It says depend on me because it is not you. When the Noah got everything, he doesn't know. He didn't worry himself about where the rain is going to come from. But he placed his ultimate trust in Jehovah as God. And David would say continually, I put my trust in you. I put my trust in you. I put my trust in you. How great is thy goodness, which you have laid up for them that fear you, which you have wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Noah trusted in God, walking as if for 120 years before other men. Abraham stayed there now. He knew that going away, even from the place of destiny, is secure for 100 years of ash for his children. He learned when he has to stay there, it looks bad, it looks empty. It looks all right, but he stayed there. And the same God that appeared the first time appeared again. So it is written, beloved, Psalm 37, verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. So shall you dwell in the land, and verily you shall be fed. Beloved, because in the land of our inheritance in Christ Jesus, that is where everything that we need is provided. The blessing. Not as taking the best part of the land. But God said, that is okay. I am your sufficiency. My sufficiency is in God. My sufficiency is in the Almighty God. I want us to lift up our voices. I want them to trust you, Lord. Lord, put your trust. Lord, the grace and the ability to trust you is to commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him. Commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him. And it shall bring it to pass. The beloved, commit your way. So you are laying it before the Lord. You gave me this glorious destiny. Lord, here, Lord, I lay myself before you. I give myself over to you. Men might have laughed at me. They might have thought I can't do it. They might think I am not able. They might think I cannot get there. But this is where you have placed me, Lord. This is what you have promised me. I put my trust, I put my confidence, Lord, in your unfailing love. It's to be on the gas. It's to be on the gas. In love of a custos the art. In love of us. Beloved, the portion of glorious destiny requires trust. Lord, I ask in level and through the nose, the grace of God to continue to trust you in love across the earth, through the journey of destiny, through the pursuit of destiny. Ustonia apiantua, elege kukukostosia, ilebri andokustososiende, ilabeklososie, ilobi andososie, istulabri andokustosia, isoprondege kustoso. Some put their trust in us. Some put their trust in chariots. Some put their trust even in their chariots, man. They are wasted. But those who put our trust in the Lord shall not suffer shame in this pursuit of this glorious destiny. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in love, Ostosia. In la babacustoso, in dengle cocustosi ate, el lebrenge quasa. It's not just trusting to say yes, but trusting to go all the way through the thick and the thin, having the abiding presence of the God who is available. Is doli brusa ate, in la babaca quasa, in lobri ange custosi ate. Endege custoso, endege etondo golibrusosie, endege quasosie, ilobolo brusosie, endege cucusosie, endege custosia, indege ende cucusosie, endege custoso, indablengege quasosia, ilobrusosie, endege cucusosia. When Abraham moved away, God shielded him, protected Sarah, but something was written on the ground of Egypt that was a comeback for his seeds after him. And when God was going to make a covenant, because Abraham keeps saying, but look, you said I'm your portion, you're my portion, and you're exceeding great reward, but see, I am childless. And God took him on a journey again and began to say, I will make my covenant with you so that you will know that I am able to keep the promise that I made you. Beloved, God said to him, I am the Lord that brought you out of the land of all of the Chaldeans to give you this land. From this land that I gave you, you have gone to Sodom and Gomorrah to rescue your brother. The one that thought the plain area was greenery. But you came back. And I said, I am your portion. You exceed the reward. And beloved, look at Abraham. He said to the Lord, where shall I know that I can inherit this land? And God went into covenant with him in Genesis chapter number 15. He said, bring me a 3-year-old ephah, and a 3-year-old female goat, and a 3-year-old ram, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. Then he brought all this to him and cut them into two, and laid each half opposite the other, but he did not cut the bond. And God did not cut the bonds. The bonds of prey came down upon the carcasses, and Abraham drove them away. Now when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abraham, and beyond terror and great darkness fell upon him. God said to Abraham, know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, where they will be enslaved and oppressed for 400 years. Abraham journeyed away from the land of promise. And God said, I will cause your own children, your descendants, to become strangers and famine. I want you to understand, by the grace of God, something about God's word. It is not mixed. God is upright in the way that he speaks. He went there because he saw famine in the land of promise. And in the time of Jacob, there was famine. Again in the land of promise. But God, when they thought they were doing evil, has made a Joseph to go ahead of them so that he can prepare life. But beloved, in the time of Jacob and Joseph, famine was everywhere. And God has to use a Joseph to prepare Egypt on how to manage in the time of famine. Because his brothers are coming to Egypt. Their father went there. The sons go there. But look at mercy, prepared a way of escape out of Egypt. Even before they journey there, he said, and the nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward they will come out with many possessions. So I want you to know, beloved, even if you are sent away from the promise, before you committed the crime, I committed the crime, the atrocities that introduce wickedness, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, has been slain from the foundation of the earth so that it can meet the demand of God for my forgiveness, and I can be reinstated into destiny and coming into the land of the glorious destiny that God made for Abraham, the land where abundant supply is available for the fulfillment of my assignment by the mercy of God. God said it is by covenant. They won't leave the place empty-handed. And look at what God did up on number 12 to see to it that they can go and speak to their neighbors, the people that have no record. But it didn't happen until they call on God, until they begin to put their trust back into God. They trusted Egypt, and they were going to run out of Egypt at the end, contrary to the spoken word of God. But beloved, God arose as they trust him. He sent a helper in Moses, a deliverer. The deliverer was already born in their midst, in the midst of a strange land, and is a rescuer. The solution for your rescue, the solution for your burnt out, to be relocated, beloved, to the land of your glorious destiny in God, is already, has been, and is still here, is Christ Jesus. So on the platform of the mercy through his blood, you and I can have a comeback. So God ordered them out, took them on the journey. Moses believed God as they were pursuing the journey to get to the Canaan land again. Beloved, the land was their own. Now became a land that they had to go and spy to see what was really there as God has promised. But the ultimate, for those of them that trusted God, they reached their kingdom. I want you to say to the Lord, I might have shifted because in the land of the promise, it doesn't look like it. The Peter has gone back fishing because he does not know how to keep the disciples, but he said, follow me, I will make you fishers of men. I might have achieved an empty result. The land might not have yielded for me, but Lord, I place my trust in you. Give me another chance, a second chance, Lord, for a comeback into my glorious destiny. Lord, sponsor me by the blood. Catapult me by the blood of Jesus into my glorious destiny. Lord, move me forward. Move me forward. Move me forward to realize the one reason that you have created me for. Help me, O Sapiende, in should be on the journey they make it, they use it for themselves. I like what Pastor Dino said yesterday. When Moses came down and he spoke unto Aaron, how did you make the people to use what I put in their hands for themselves? Beloved, he wants to stop them from fulfilling divine agenda. And what God put in their hand for the kingdom expansion, what they need as an instrument of worship in their Canaan, they made a god out of it. They begin to bow to it. So they abuse and misuse, misappropriate what was needed, and they carve an idol from it. Manipulated their pastor, manipulated their error to carve an idol out of what God has given them. The ultimate is so that the people are stopped from following God. And God is saying to us, even as we trust Him, they said, Moses does not seem to be coming. We must worship something. They deviated from worshiping God, and they worship gold. They worship what they acquired, which was meant to be used for the purpose of God. And their pastor agreed with them. Beloved, but God is raising an imagine of a new generation of pastors that will confront and speak into situations and correct. Beloved men and women that are advanced on the journey of purpose, so that they will not misuse and abuse what God put in our hands for kingdom purpose, and we use it for His glory. Beloved, you and I know the damage that idolatry caused them. I want you to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, what you have put in my hand, help me to trust you, to use it, to build your kingdom, to advance the cause of the gospel of Christ on earth. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, isto libru nonongla custosia, igleco custososie etrunagado, esto prondica custososie, ilemengrusosia aprondica custosia, ilemengru custososie, and so prune the gecko custosia, in throne the car custosia, in la prune the gecko custosia, and lebri andu custosia, in so prune the gecko custosia, in dollar custosia, in tronobosia, in la bebe clo custosia, in tronobocustosia, in troni bebe lingusosia, e custo so pentru nonotia, e lobo lingusosie, e so prondenge custosa, e lo prondenge custosia, e la mronde gaza, di inda la brusosie, e denge custose, e denge cateli brusosia, e lo bobo custose, e denge custosia, e denge cateli brusosia, Andronoboso, si ica quasa, andaga quasa, apiondo costosia, endele volubrusosia, endege conibrusosia, endege che custososia, illobosiate, to be able to declare the manifestation of the works of God, it will require that trust. Beloved, Even when Joseph trusted in man, he was a forgotten man. But when he placed his trust in God, God has to organize his coming out. They are very subtle, but it is very, very easy in a subtle way to trust in man or to trust in ourselves. But I want us to trust God this morning for God to spiritually sensitize our hearts so that we can trust in. The word of the Lord says it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence. Confidence again is trust in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put our confidences in princes. Because God is the one that gave us a promise, and it's the God who will bring us into us that master blueprint for us as the builder and the carpenter. We trust in the architectural drawing and in the architect that gave them that drawing, as Moses trusted in the Lord, as Noah trusted in the Lord to build the ark, as Abraham has to come back to trust God. And then God secured for him a covenant. And beloved, it became great. The word of the Lord said it was rich in cattle. It was rich. He has everything that God has promised him because he trusted God. Therefore, you are saying to the Lord, the true riches, the true grace, the favor, the help, the protection, the deliverance that you give to those who put their trust in you. My Father, as I trust you for this glorious destiny, as I go in the pursuit of it, my Father, let all of these resources of God be made available to me and to my household. Let these divine resources be made available to me and to my household. Let these divine resources be made available unto me and to my household. Lord, make available to me your divine resources, Lord, to fulfill my glorious destiny in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let your great resources, and say, follow me, I will do the making. I will make you to reach even that place which I prepared for you. The provision, the blessing, the protection, the fulfillment, the defense, and the heritage of God that he has promised us. Beloved, they are available to us. Therefore, you want to say thank you, Father, best money, on love of the other language, the other. It's a blessed is it that put their trust in God, whose hope the Lord is. They will not be afraid, even in the time of drought. The heat will not, they will not be afraid of the heat. The drought will not come near them. They shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth our fruit in its season. Beloved, there is protection, there is favor, there is wellness and wholeness. Therefore, you are thanking God for your wellness, because God cannot say you are going to preach the gospel around the earth and you are sick and you think that the sickness will take you. No. God's promise, God's purpose, God's destiny for you is going to be realized. It is the sickness that we have to lose its grip upon you. When we latch onto purpose, beloved, whatever confronted us will be confronted by God. And God will see to it that there is the fulfillment of his word. I want you to thank God for God's promise of my glorious destiny that I am committed to pursue. We bring it. It will be brought to establishment and to fulfillment without fail in the name of God the Father. In the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. Can you give God thanks? Can you give him all the glory? Can you worship him this morning? Can you let him know that I am thankful, Lord, for enabling me, empowering me to have faith and to trust in you for the realization of my glorious destiny. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, once have you spoken, twice have I heard that power belongs unto you. Lord, I present before you every one of us in the Prevailers Church Network, Prevailers Church Network around the earth. Lord, thank you for your word of instruction to trust you in order to obey you and to pursue our glorious destiny without looking back. Thank you for sharpening our eyes. Lord, giving us beloved, please bear with me. I don't know, the Bible is reading to me. I don't know how that happened. But Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that great grace will be given unto us in the mighty name of Jesus to trust you not just for the beginning of our race. Lord, the supernatural grace to trust you along the journey in pursuing our glorious destiny without fail in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The grace to trust you for victory. The grace to trust you for deliverance. The grace to trust you for healing. As we pursue this glorious destiny secured for us in Christ Jesus, I command its release upon every prevailer in the name of Jesus. Therefore, my Father, I trust you this morning that once again your hand is reaching out to Pastor Yemi that I spoke with yesterday, to Oladele, to Abiodun, Onoderu. Lord, your word is reaching out even right now, even unto Aki, unto Bukola, unto Sheyi, Aturu, Sheyi, and Shende. Your word and your hand is reaching out, Lord, unto Anjayo Lua, unto David. Your word is reaching out and your hand is reaching out, Lord, unto Adefemi this morning, unto Tevana, unto Caroline, unto Sarah Koroma. My Father, I thank you once again that you who have destined each and every one of these people to fulfill your purpose on earth. Therefore, by your power, you will stretch forth your hand this morning to make them whole. I send forth your word of healing, of recovery. Thank you for the testimonies that I'm getting. And even Ella, there's somebody that they said would have died. They gave her a death time as February last year. February this year. Yesterday, she's still kicking. She's still here. Hospital runs are off. And they said her case has no end, has no solution. But she's still here. February, she was meant to die. My Father, you are the God that has kept her alive. Thank you for testimonies, Lord, that each and every one of them has. My Father, I decree and declare, let every medication be working together for their good. Nothing is permitted to work against them. According to Romans 8:28, let their body be quickened. Let their spirit be alive. Let their soul be rejoiced. Let their hope be kindled in the word of the living God. Let every part of their body cooperate with the divine word of God for their healing, for their wellness, and for their wholeness. Therefore, my Father, I thank you for each and every one of them in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the marriage situation yesterday because you intervened. Thank you that what the enemy meant for evil is working together for the family's good, to the glory and honor of your name, in the name of Jesus. Lord, every letter that was received that is contrary to the word of God, whatever the letter is, I overturn it today. I command the release of the wisdom of God to work out in the favor of the prevailers, turning what was unright to what is right, to propel men and women into their glorious destiny in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. alignment with your divine agenda, with your divine purpose, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for the supply of heaven and the release of every grace required to fulfill destiny. We give you praise, our God. Blessed be your name, for we are prayed in the name of Jesus. Now unto you, the eternal God, I dedicate, Lord, the Touch Heaven program over this weekend into your hand. Lord, and I coming together tomorrow morning, I decree and declare, Lord, have your way and take your pleasure. Lord, we open up our hearts and our mind. Lord, instruct us, direct us in the pathway of purpose and of destiny. Help us to take hold of the divine agenda of God and by the delivery of the required grace to locate, to discover, to develop, and to begin to see the glorious destiny, the eternal purpose, the eternal program of God in our life as a reality that is working even on 2 feet in a various platform of oppression. Lord, visible testimony, Lord, that is made manifest as we pursue purpose and as we get back even to what God wants us to accomplish in the place of prayer in the name of Jesus. Therefore, because we place our trust in you, none is permitted to be put to shame in the name of Jesus. Thank you for making every resource available. Thank you for giving every help. Thank you, my Father, for leading us, for instructing and for guiding us, even as we come together, even at the Touch Heaven, even program of tomorrow, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, I thank you because of the privilege of serving you as I serve your people. I thank you because you are the one that's working me both to will and to do of your good pleasure. Therefore, every word that you have spoken, you will perform, and you perform to perfection. Lord, unto you that execute the word of your servant, and that you perform the word that you have given unto me with divine speed. Unto you I return the glory, I return the honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, for what you have done this morning, I speak peace into every home. I cover every family with the blood of Jesus. I cover every job with the blood of Jesus. And I command the release of grace in the life of the prevailers now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.